from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. The Timmins Police Service is warning about a scam being perpetrated under its own name. Fraudsters are making phone calls claiming to represent the service or its court services division. The caller says a family member has been arrested and they need the immediate payment of bail to avoid further consequences. The thing is, no police agency operates that way. So among the list of advice, should you get such a call, is to say a firm no and hang up. If you think you've already been scammed this way, report it. Hearst Mayor Roger Segway says Hydro One communications and management teams have a lot of explaining to do about their actions during the nearly 18-hour power outage in the community on Monday. Segway asked the utility company for something simple, pay for coffee and donuts for the people at the warming station, and they refused, saying it's not their policy to do that.
Sorry to worry, but they don't give a shit about the community in the north. And I would like to have a person to come, our council, and talk to us about that situation.
Seguin says he has no beef with Hydro employees who did their best to fix the problem, but management is a different story and seems to take the whole power failure lightly. The mayor says several homes were damaged as a result of the outage, but no injuries or loss of life. It now looks like we'll be going to the polls in a provincial election on February 27th. Reports say Premier Doug Ford will announce the election next Wednesday after the PC caucus spends the weekend discussing election tactics and strategy. The next vote doesn't have to be held until June 2026. The main thrust of the Conservative campaign will be that the party needs a mandate to handle President Donald Trump's entire four-year term. President Trump is taking aim at Canada again, telling the World Economic Forum that America doesn't need Canadian cars and parts, Canadian lumber, or Canadian oil or gas, because the U.S. has enough of its own. However, more than half of America's crude oil needs are met by Canadian imports, and many U.S. refineries are reliant on those shipments. Trump also reiterated his pledge to impose 25% tariffs on all Canadian imports, including energy, on February 1st, saying the enormous trade deficit with Canada is unfair. He added that if Canada wants to avoid the tariffs, then become the 51st state. Federal and provincial premiers continue to warn that everything is on the table for Canada's retaliation if the tariffs are imposed. In Country 93.1 sports, after that 4-0 shutout over the Sioux Thunderbirds last night at home, the next action for the Timmins Rock is on Sunday afternoon. They entertain the French River Rapids at 1 o'clock at the MAC. The Iroquois Falls Storm host French River tonight and the T-Birds tomorrow night, both games at 7:30.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.